lessons from the Quran. Lessons from the Quran. It speaks to the soul, it shapes the way. The Quran turns darkness into day. Lessons from the Quran.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya wal Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Nabiyallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurullah. It is narrated from Hazrat Sidna Ubay bin Ka'b radiyallahu ta'ala an that he submitted in the blessed court of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He said, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, I will devote all my time besides the obligatory duties to sending durood upon you." The noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam replied, "O Ubay, if you do so, then this sending of durood will be sufficient to remove all your worries and will become an expiation for your sins." Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. Dear viewers of Madin channel, once again, we are present with our series, Lessons from the Holy Quran. Remember that Quranic examples are meant for reflection, and therefore, not only listen attentively to the discourse, but if possible, make good intentions before listening, because the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam has said that the intention of a believer is better than his action. Dear viewers of Madani channel, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created mankind and then commanded humanity to believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After belief, he commanded them to perform righteous deeds. Those who perform good deeds protect themselves from sins, safeguard their lives from disobedience, and live according to the piety and righteousness, using the blessings granted by Allah correctly. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised such servants that due to their righteous deeds, he will reward them with paradise and its blessings. But those who become trapped in the worldly life, amusement, play, vain pursuits, and useless activities, and become completely heedless of the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, turning away from his commands, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised punishment and retribution for them. Describing the example of such people in the hereafter, Allah Almighty says in the Holy Quran, in Surah Al-A'raf, ayah number 51, translation, "Those who made their religion amusement and play, and were deceived by the life of this world, so today we shall leave them as they had forgotten the meeting of this day of theirs, and they were denying our verses." Those who forgot Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the worldly life will in return be cast into the fire of hell on the day of judgment. Just as they forgot Allah in the world, turned away from his commands, and showed ingratitude despite his blessings, similar, they will also be thrown into hell fire and will be abandoned. The meaning of being forgotten is that no attention will be paid to them, no concern will be shown for them. Imam Muslim rahmatullahi ta'ala narrates a hadith in Sahih Muslim regarding such people that it is mentioned that on the day of judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say to that person, "Alam ukrimka wa usawwidaka wa uzawwijaka wa usakhir laka al-khayla wal-ibila?" Did I not honor you? Did I not grant you leadership? Did I not give you a wife? Did I not place horses and camels under your control? The servant will reply, "Yes, O my Lord, you granted me wealth, children, a wife, servants, horses, camels, and authority." Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Afadhananta annaka mulaqiyya?" Did you believe that you would meet me? He will reply, "No, O my Lord, I did not think so." Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reply, "Fa'inni ansaka kama nasitani." Then today I shall forget you just as you forgot me. Making a religion a game and a form of amusement was a disgraceful trait of the disbelievers. They followed their desires, declaring lawful what they wished and unlawful what they wished. When invited towards Iman, they mocked their believers, ridiculed them, and made fun of religion. Worldly life deceived them, engrossed in pleasures, they forgot their hereafter. Love for family and wealth overtook them, distancing them from the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From this, it becomes clear that the love of the world is extremely dangerous. Even among us Muslims today, many people are seen to have fallen into deviation. In our lives, we encounter many such Muslims whom we see to be completely heedless of the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They have turned their backs on the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Worldly life has deceived them. Love of family and children has overpowered them. And they have drifted away from the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not only this, but they begin to give precedence to their own opinions over Quran and Hadith, becoming overwhelmed by their carnal desires. They no longer regard halal as halal, nor haram as haram. According to their own desires, they themselves declare certain things halal for themselves and declare others haram. This same reprehensible trait of the disbelievers has been mentioned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala within the Holy Quran, that these people become completely heedless of us and cast aside divine commands. Thus, on the Day of Judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say to such people, "You forgot us in the world, so today you will too be forgotten." Remember, love of the world is extremely dangerous. That is why in a blessed hadith, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam has said, "The love of the world is the root cause of every evil." In another place, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala within the Holy Quran has mentioned in Surah At-Taha, ayah number 124 to 126, translation, "And whoever turned away from my remembrance, then indeed there is a deprived life for him. And we shall resurrect him blind on the Day of Judgment. He will say, 'Oh my Lord, why did you raise me blind even though I used to see?' Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, 'Thus our verses came to you, then you forgot them, and you shall be forsaken today.'" At the beginning of these verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that whoever turned away from my remembrance. What is meant by remembrance? The commentators have given different explanations. The first explanation is that remembrance refers to religion, meaning whoever turns away from my religion, even if his eyes are beautiful like a daffodil, even if they are blue, even if poet write long verses in praise of eyes, still on the Day of Judgment, he will be raised blind. Remember, survival is in religion. Life is in religion. Religion does not need us, we need religion. Allah created us and also gave us a system for how to live life. If we live according to it, we'll be made beloved in His court. The body Allah gave us will still complete its term. A life lived according to desires will pass. A person will say, "Would that I had lived my life according to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam," but then saying it then will become useless. Human negligence can be understood from the saying of Sheikh Sa'adi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. He said, "What a strange being man is. He loses his wealth while earning wealth and then loses his wealth to regain his health. Is this not true? We are busy day and night. The muazzin, he gives the azan. He says, 'Hayya ala salah.' He says, 'Hayya ala al-falah.' If a person responds, Allah becomes pleased. And the one with whom Allah is pleased, everyone becomes pleased with him. Paths that seem closed in the world opened by Allah's commands. Allah grants him honor in this world and a distinguished rank in the hereafter." Sheikh Sa'adi rahmatullahi alayhi also said, "Man ruins his present while worrying about the future. And when the future comes, he longs for the past." He said, "Man lives as if he will never die and dies as if he never lived." That is why the pious predecessors say, "O people, today is the time. Today the opportunity given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala exists. When the chain of breaths breaks, there will be no one to reconnect it. You do not waste time, rather time is wasting you. Time passes the moments of a person's life to an end. A person should spend his life in the remembrance of Allah and live according to piety and righteousness. He should never spend his life by falling into play, amusement, useless and vain activities, casting the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala behind his back, becoming heedless of the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rather, every moment and every hour of his life should pass in the remembrance of his Lord." It is mentioned in a blessed hadith that we have to give an account of every single moment of our time to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person will not be able to move forward in the plane of resurrection until he gives a full account of his life. Where did you spend your life? How did you earn your wealth? Through lawful means or unlawful means? A person will not be able to move forward until he gives the account of his wealth. Where did you earn it? Where did you spend it? If knowledge was acquired, how was it used? Did people benefit from your knowledge? Did others act upon it or not? The noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam has said that on the Day of Judgment, a person will be questioned about all of these matters. Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Musa radiallahu ta'ala narrates that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "Follow this Quran and do not let it remain behind you. Whoever follows the Quran reaches the gardens of paradise through it. And the one who leaves the Quran behind, meaning he casts it aside and becomes completely heedless of it, the Quran will lift him in its hands and throw him inside hell itself." Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala and mentioned that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that whoever recites the Quran and memorizes it, considers its lawful as lawful and its unlawful as unlawful, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will admit him into paradise through it and will accept his intercession for 10 members of his family for whom hell had become wajib. The commentators say that one meaning of remembrance is also the sacred personality of the leader of all the prophets, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, because remembrance is attained through him. Thus it means, whoever turns away from my beloved, I will raise him blind. These eyes were given so that they may behold the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Those eyes are ruined, lightless and useless, which do not yearn to see the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The light of these eyes is actually the charity of the light of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And whoever does not seek the vision of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam with these eyes, those eyes will be taken back. Dear viewers of Madin Channel, for the one who becomes completely heedless of the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the world, his life will be restricted in the world and in the grave and in the hereafter and in religion. Let us look at the lessons that we have learned from today's lesson. From today's program, we have learned that those who become heedless of the remembrance of Allah, turn away from his commands, cast them behind their backs, and forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will also be forgotten on the day of judgment and they will be thrown into the hellfire. They will be casted into the hellfire in such a way that no one will come to find out about them. We have also learned that just as the punishment of sin affects a person in both world and the hereafter in the same way, the benefit of good deeds is received in both realms. Those Muslims who offer all five daily prayers in Jamaat will be granted blessings in provision, spaciousness in the grave, and ease on the bridge of Sirat. And those who abandon Jamaat prayer will not have abundance of provision, will not have the signs of righteousness in his face, will be disliked in people's heart, will suffer hunger, thirst, agony at death, and constriction in the grave, and his reckoning hereafter will be severe. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from becoming heedless from his remembrance. Ameen. Bijahin Nabi al-Ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Lessons from the Quran. Lessons from the Quran. It speaks to the soul, it shapes the way. The Quran turns darkness into day. Lessons from the Quran.